you know what old Jack Burton always says at a time like this?
Any of them savvy English?
Like I told my last wife, I says, honey, I never drive faster than I can see. Besides that, it's all in the reflexes.
I can see things no one else can see.
Obviously, I'm not saying that I've been everywhere and I've done everything.
It's all in the reflexes.
Welcome to It's All in the Reflexes, a podcast all about the greatest movie ever made, John Carpenter's Big Trouble in Little China. I'm Luke, that's all you really need to know about me, but I'm a super fan of this movie, and that's why I started a fan page on Instagram at Bigger Trouble in Little China. Also go to patreon.com/biggertrouble or follow the link in the description of this episode, or go to Instagram and follow the link in my bio at Bigger Trouble in Little China. So let's get started, and welcome to It's All in the Reflexes.
Well, you just stare that big sucker right back in the eye, and you remember what old Jack Burton always says at a time like that. Have you paid your dues, Jack? Yes, sir, the check is in the mail.
Jack Burton, me, we left the last episode with Lo Pan saying peasant magic. We're in the middle of the great arcade battle. Wang Chi is fighting Rain. Jack is on the floor with a spirit path warrior on top of him, holding onto the sword, trying to get him off, trying to get up. Egg Chan is about to battle with Lo Pan. He gets out his crystals. Lo Pan crosses his fingers. He gets his thumbs ready to wiggle. A purple light comes from the two crystals Egg Chan's holding, and a green light comes out of Lo Pan's hands. The lights hit in the middle of the arcade, and two warriors appear like magic, in full armor, holding swords, ready to do battle. This is like a computer game, I've always thought of, especially when you have Lo Pan's wiggling his thumbs, which was James Hong's idea. He came with that, and he could see that Victor Wong, who plays Egg Chan, had the crystals, something to do, so James Hong thought he would like wiggle his thumbs. The two warriors are in full armor. They are played by Jim Lau and James Liu. And if you have the making of Big Trouble in China book, you actually can see that they have took the time to have their face painted, like full on face paint designs, which you don't actually you just get to see in the final product. But it's pretty cool. Face art that they have all over them, and this kind of scene comes back to some real old kung fu movies that sort of John Carpenter was inspired by. It was all these sort of how they used to do in the past, with these magical warriors would fight. The effects for this movie was about $1.5 million, and it was also done by the same people that did Ghostbusters, so they managed to get quite a lot done, because Ghostbusters had about $5 million budget for effects. Big Trouble in Little China didn't have that. So the warriors start to fight. It's a great scene with Egg Chan pushing the crystals. You know, the harder he pushes the crystals, is his warrior would fight, and the faster Lo Pan would wiggle his thumbs and would make his fighter stronger, I believe. And then they fight in the scene, and Lo Pan wins, and then it's suddenly like someone's turned off the switch, because the light's just cut off, and it's like a sudden shock. Look, Egg Chan's kind of pushed back. He's like, oh, and he's lost the game. And then Lo Pan says a line that has a lot of meaning to it. Well, a lot of has made me think a lot about the past of Lo Pan and Egg Chan. Lo Pan says to Egg Chan, "You never could beat me, Egg Chan." Now, you never could beat me, Egg Chan. That means they've done this before. It also makes it sound like they've done that more than once before. And you could take it different ways that they've been battling, and you could almost take it in a different way. If you could tell them that they had almost done this as friends in the past. I know this is a bit of a leap, but if you really want to go back into it, as two friends are fighting, or, you know, playing a game, but you never could beat me. Let's go into some real deep backstory history. But I think they were rivals. And I've always wondered, we never know how old Egg-chan is. We're never really told. It doesn't come up, you know. Because he's magic. I've always guessed that he's mortal, so he's human, but maybe he can live longer than most humans. So I always thought that they could base the story from 1986, 100 years, over 100 years before, which would take it back to the Old West, where the original Big Trouble in Little China script was set, and do a backstory between Egg-chan and Lo-Pan. We know, of course, that Egg doesn't kill Lo-Pan in that story, but he could have rescued a love from Marion Lo-Pan or another girl with green eyes that could have broke the curse. And, you know, there's a lot of... I think that's a story that Big Trouble in Little China fans would like to see, more than what might be happening, a continuation of the story with The Rock. I won't say too much about that. And way more than a remake of this movie. We just don't want that at all, ever. But I was thinking that if you wanted to go back, you could do almost, or even a TV series. And I know that, you know, we can get a new actor to play young Egg-chan, but with computers now and how they're doing this de-aging and computerized, you could have still James Hong playing Lo-Pan. But I think there is some sort of artistic license we'd all agree that we would like to see that story of these two people fighting, because there's a lot more between them, I think. And it's like Egg-chan has just been waiting for the time, for that ripe moment to kill Lo-Pan. So it could be almost just not waiting for Jack Burton. He's been waiting for the right girl with green eyes that would weaken him so he could kill Lo-Pan, this evil spirit, as he describes. So back to the movie. Then Lightning comes down the stage to fight Egg-chan. We have a very quick cut then, and we see that Mao Ying is starting fighting with Lo-Pan. Lightning gets himself ready and shoots Lightning at Egg. But Egg's ready for him. He has a silver fan that he gets out behind his back and reflects the Lightning back and knocks Lightning to the floor. And then we cut to Jack Burton and rolled over onto the floor. Then Thunder is back. He looks down, susses the situation out, and we then cut to Wang Chi still fighting with Rain, and we see Egg-chan getting ready to throw something at Lo-Pan, but we're looking at a Chang Xing killing Ao Lilong, the great Ao Lilong. This is the Chang Xing here is also played by James Liu, who's just one of the warriors from the computer game fight scene between Egg-chan and Lo-Pan. Thunder has now got down somehow onto the escalator with Mao Ying in the middle and Lo-Pan at the top, and then going up to the big skull. There's lots of cuts here from Lightning getting ready to shoot the skull to block the door when Lo-Pan has gone through it. But we've seen him build up to that. So it's getting his powers ready to do this Lightning, which always seems to take a long time to get any kind of Lightning to come out. So it's not like a quick power. And then we cut to Wang Chi, and he's fighting with Rain. And Rain flies up does a really quick jump this time. So Wang Chi hasn't had a chance to turn around and jump back up. But Wang Chi now knows he doesn't have any more time. So he has to just wait. And he chucks up his sword, flies up, spins backwards, chucks his sword up into the air, and it stabs Rain, and he flies off and into the statue with all the arms and explodes, making a hole in the statue. And then Lightning flies off up into the air, and Egg-chan shouts at him as he goes, and then Wang starts to run up the escalator after Lo-Pan and Mao Ying. So Jack is up. He's still looking for a fight. He hasn't actually managed to really fight anybody yet. He's got this. He's got his knife back. Got his knife ready. And then Gracie Law comes up behind him and taps him on his shoulder. And he just jumps. And that always makes me laugh. He's ready for a fight. And then she just sneaks up behind him. We need to get Lopan, she says. So they see that Wang is in up at this big skull. So Jack takes Gracie back to the Buddha statue lift, and they start to try and pull open the doors. But then we cut to Egg Chan and Chang Sings. They're all grouped together and they're looking at the statue with the arms. And it does look like there's a creature inside it. So if it's like there's like a real creature that's from inside the statue. If you look at some different angles, you kind of see a foot. So he kind of throws some crystals, these exploding crystals, which he has a lot from his six demon bag, and the making the statue explode. And this Jack and Gracie look away from the lift and look up at the explosion. And this is when the wild man, hairy monster, grabs Jack from behind the back of the neck. Gracie Law just kicks him in the balls from behind, and Jack has managed to fight him off, and they get back into the lift and go up to Lopan's office. It's cooler up there. That's what Jack cares about. That's the first thing he says. Up there, it's cooler up there. So he's still very hot from before, and the first thing he cares about is just is getting cooler. So Jack starts to notice that she's dressed differently now. He's kind of a moment like, well, why are you dressed like this? And the whole thing about his being married. And she also asks, he's like 12 foot tall, do you have a gun? A knife. He's 12 foot tall, 7, he says. So he has to correct her. And tells her that he took something that no one else can see. Then asks her, why are you dressed like this? And they kiss. And this is a real big chin kiss from Kurt Russell. His chin seems to get even bigger. If you imagined watching this in 3D, it would come out of the screen. And and then she asks, is this really happening? And then they kiss again. And then we cut to Lopan's office. And we're just looking at the elevator doors open. And we can hear Lopan in the back yelling at Mel Yin. For some reason, he needs her to look into his eyes. But she says, no, never. The lift doors open and Jack and Gracie walk out. And Jack has lipstick on his lips still from the kiss. This happened on set after doing the scene with the kissing. And they could just... Kurt Russell could just tell people were laughing and they didn't really know why. And then once they realised it was funny that he had lips, and it would be something that would really happen to Jack Burton, you know. It was perfect. It was not meant to be. It wasn't in the script. It was just something that happened on set. And Kurt and John were just talking, like, well, we can't keep it on to the rest. But so that's why they had to come up with this moment for Gracie to rub it off. But so they did want a few it in there for a little while. And but it was great that they had that same sense of humour and something that can be brought into this film, on, you know, on the day of shooting. And I think they have a great sense of humour. I love that. And Lopan is still talking to Mao Ying here. He's I have suffered so much pain and agony. He still wants her to look at him. Look at me. Mao Ying, no, I don't understand. I don't belong to you, she says. Now let's think about it. What a crazy day has she had. Poor Mao Ying. She has just come off a long flight from China and she gets kidnapped, thrown in the back of a small car in the boot. She's then sold to a brothel, kidnapped again by some kind of lightning flying guy that breaks a hole in the roof, grabs her, flies off into the rain. She then put into a magical coma, left floating in mid-air in a white room, when this weird dude, ghost kind of guy in this weird costume, comes in and tries to grab her boobs. She then gets changed into a wedding dress by two other old guys, wakes up on stage with this man trying to stab her in the wrist with a knitting needle. What a day she has had. Lopan is suddenly just falling in love with Mao Ying. I must sacrifice you, but I love you. I need you. Gracie, Law, and Jack Burton have walked into the room with their golden Buddhas that are all around. And Lopan is getting angry with Mao Ying and just throws her to Thunder. Take the bitch. Thunder notices that he is now flesh. Master, you are flesh. Jack Byrne puts his knife back in his boot and he gets ready. Gracie goes off and hides behind the golden statues. Lopan is now flesh. It has worked. Now Thunder tells him, now we must satisfy the first sovereign emperor by destroying this. Doesn't call her, just this, just a thing. Gracie grabs one of those long spears from the side and starts sneaking behind the golden statues. But Jack just walks out, not so fast, gentlemen. Jack is burning so cold. He doesn't care. He's ready for a fight. He's going to save the day. He has so much confidence in himself that he can just walk up and just start talking. He's just going to just distract them by talking, maybe to give chance. I don't think it's even to give Gracie Law a chance to get behind them. He may be waiting for Wang Chi to appear, but I'm not sure of that. He's going to go out there. This is like what it is from a Western when he's going out for that final shoot down with the baddie in the middle of the... You can see this happening in the middle of the town street. I'm standing at one end and Jack Byrne at one, Lopan at the other. Now, Lopan's really fed up at this point. He's like, come on, is it too much to ask Thunder? Kill him for me. Now, Thunder gets ready. He kind of moves his cape pound and gets ready for a fight. Jack Byrne's still got some more things to say. It won't serve a thing, Dave. I have to call him Dave, which I really like. Too many people have been dropping like flies already. And where's it getting us? Nowhere fast. You know what Jack Byrne always says at a time like this? Now, Thunder still doesn't know who Jack Byrne is. So he's like, who? And Jack Byrne says, Jack Byrne, me. And that's 1 hour, 23 minutes, and 19 seconds. And that's where I'm ending it. On the commentary from John Carpenter and Kurt Russell over this part of the movie, they really do talk about the warrior scene, the magical fight scene in the Great Arcade, and how that is based on old kung fu movies. And John Carpenter sort of was saying how James Hong had told them how they used to make sort of special effects on like Hong Kong movies. They would like actually have to scratch the sort of into the film, so you would get these little scratches on the negative to make like lightning or magical things. And they start, Kurt Russell and John Carpenter start talking into how sort of kung fu was invented and why it was invented. And it was all about these sort of bandits would come down and attack farmers, steal what the farmers' food, farmers' money. And the farmers would need to fight back, but didn't have, or to come up with a way of fighting back without having weapons, so they could kind of use what they had. And, yes, like I always say, it's always a great commentary to listen to these two friends talking about, and they start talking about 80s movies and what was big at the time, and stuff like that. So I hope you enjoyed this part of the movie, and you join me on the next part. Thank you for listening.
If you want to contact me, email me at biggertroublepodcasts@yahoo.com. biggertroublepodcasts@yahoo.com. It would be great to hear from you. Also go to patreon.com/biggertrouble or follow the link in the description of this episode, or go to Instagram and follow the link in my bio at biggertroubleinlittlechina. There's a lot of stuff on there for free. You don't have to pay. Just join Patreon. And that's not just for this podcast. It's for all the podcasts produced by Bigger Trouble Podcasts. There are so many and more to come. But if you do want to join, you can for just £1 plus VAT a month. And that gives you so much behind the scenes stuff, extra episodes, early access, photos, videos, and so much more. Please check it out. Patreon.com/Bigger Trouble. If you want to contact me, DM me on Instagram or email me at biggertroublepodcasts@yahoo.com. biggertroublepodcasts@yahoo.com. It would be great to hear from you. Please follow, rate, subscribe, and leave 5 stars on whatever platform you listen on.
Like I told my last wife, I says, honey, I never drive faster than I can see. Besides that, it's all in the reflexes.
It's all in the reflexes.